A ginger tomcat perches confidently on a man's shoulder as they navigate London's bustling streets. This striking image, a homeless busker and his feline companion, has captured hearts worldwide. The story of James Bowen and Bob isn't just another animal memoir. It's a raw testament to how an unexpected friendship can pull someone back from life's darkest edges. James, once an invisible addict on London streets, found himself transformed through his relationship with an extraordinary cat. Even the Duchess of Cambridge confessed to being moved by their story. What makes this tale so universally compelling? Perhaps it's the simple truth that sometimes salvation comes in the most unexpected forms, and sometimes it has four paws and intelligent eyes that see right through to your soul. On a cold March evening in 2007, a ginger tomcat appeared on James's apartment doormat. Unlike most strays, he had an unflappable demeanor and studied James with intelligent eyes. Despite being a cat lover, James, a recovering addict in sheltered housing, initially resisted taking him in. The cat persisted, growing more disheveled daily. After confirming he wasn't owned, James brought him upstairs, treating an abscess on his leg and feeding the starving but surprisingly trusting cat. No owner was found despite neighborhood searches. The cat's origins were unclear, possibly abandoned due to his boisterous nature. His poor house training suggested street life, yet he clearly knew human companionship. He bore the marks of survival on London streets. They were kindred spirits, both damaged creatures fighting for survival in an unforgiving world, finding each other exactly when they needed it most. James had an unstable childhood, moving between Surrey, Australia, and various cities after his parents' separation. The constant relocation prevented him from developing social connections. By his teens, he dropped out of school and began using drugs, starting with glue and progressing to cannabis. Moving to London at 18 to pursue music, James instead found himself homeless and addicted to heroin, losing touch with his family. By his late 20s, he entered rehab and started methadone treatment. A flat in Tottenham and busking work offered him a chance at recovery. After caring for Bob's wounds for 2 weeks, James attempted to return him to the streets. But Bob persisted, waiting outside the flats whenever James put him out, and finding ways back inside when left overnight. The turning point came when Bob started following James to work, even trailing him to dangerous Tottenham High Road. When Bob followed him onto a bus and settled beside him, the conductor's question about ownership finally made James accept the inevitable. I guess he must be. During their 45-minute bus journey, Bob sat quietly watching the city pass by, completely calm despite the busy environment. James carried him through the crowded streets on his shoulders when they arrived. Bob's presence instantly transformed James from invisible to visible. Suddenly, everyone wanted to stop, admire the cat, and take photos. Their usual 10-minute walk stretched to an hour as admirers from shoppers to tourists stopped them. Before James even started performing, people were dropping coins into his guitar case just to see Bob, who had curled up inside it. Throughout the afternoon, crowds gathered. Tourists cooed, cat lovers shared stories, and passersby stopped to look. James's earnings tripled that day. In a city where people typically avoid eye contact, Bob became a bridge between worlds. He changed not only how others saw James, but how James saw himself. Having responsibility for another being was both rewarding and daunting. For the first time in years, James had someone depending on him, whose needs came before his own. Life on the streets meant constant adaptation. Bob continued drawing crowds of international tourists, with regulars often bringing him small gifts. However, after a frightening incident where Bob bolted into crowds, James realized they needed a safer way to earn money. James registered with the Big Issue in Vauxhall, becoming vendor number 683. The organization's philosophy, a hand up, not a hand out, aligned perfectly with James's needs. Vendors purchased magazines to resell them, making it a business rather than charity. His trial pitch at Covent Garden Tube Station proved successful, with Bob attracting customers. In a satisfying moment, James could now show his official Big Issue badge to the same ticket attendant who'd previously reported his busking. The regular work schedule selling magazines taught James responsibility and organization. Though earning less than busking, the legitimacy transformed him from someone on society's fringes to a contributing member of the community. One autumn morning, Bob became severely ill, appearing lethargic and vomiting bile at their selling spot. James quickly abandoned work to get Bob home to safety. This incident became James's wake-up call. Seeing Bob's vulnerability convinced him to get completely clean. He worked with his counselor to transition from methadone to Subutex, aiming for complete sobriety. The withdrawal was excruciating. 24 hours after his final methadone dose, James experienced intense sweating, twitching, and vivid heroin-related dreams. The second day brought severe headaches, hypersensitivity, and uncontrollable restless leg syndrome. Bob remained his steadfast companion throughout, instinctively knowing when to stay close and when to give space. After 48 grueling hours, James received his Subutex at the clinic, marking a transformative moment. Back home, he shared his victory with Bob. "We did it, mate, we did it." For the first time in years, James could see hope ahead. One spring evening in 2009, James faced a frightening encounter when an aggressive Rottweiler broke free from its owner and charged toward Bob. James jumped to protect his cat, wrestling with the dog, only to find Bob had disappeared in terror. After hours of desperate searching, he found Bob waiting in the shadows near a friend's house, a mile and a half away. James later discovered their growing fame through online videos, Bobcat and I from their street days, and Bob the Big Issue Cat with thousands of views. Bob had become an international sensation. In the 2 years since finding Bob in that hallway, James's life had transformed completely. From a recovering heroin addict with no direction, he now had stability, a home, renewed family connections, and was steadily reducing his medication with recovery in sight. Though not religious, James wondered if Bob was his karmic reward or a soul he'd known before. Whatever the case, Bob had guided him toward a better life while asking only for care in return. Their story proved that everyone deserves a second chance, and sometimes it takes a cat to teach us what it means to be human.